USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump might be facing the possibility of a second federal indictment. The ex-president recently disclosed that he had received a letter indicating that he is a subject of interest in the special counsel's investigation into the 2021 Capitol riot. The letter strongly implies that Trump could be on the verge of being indicted for his alleged involvement in the events leading up to that riot. Ron DeSantis is in South Carolina, where he says he will stop the invasion at the border and combat communist China if he's elected president.
When China sees the Navy, for example, using drag queens to recruit people, they are laughing in our face.
DeSantis became the first high-profile Republican presidential candidate to file paperwork for that state's primary. During a speech highlighting policy proposals, DeSantis added he would reject Bidenomics and ensure a better future for our children. A heat dome is currently expanding across the southern U.S., pushing temperatures into the triple digits and straining some power grids. Officials in California are urging residents to conserve air conditioning usage, and Las Vegas is reporting a sharp rise in AC service calls as folks there experience a power surge. The Department of Energy is pushing forward with proposed new regulations regarding gas stoves, and that's not sitting well with congressional Republicans who held a hearing on the matter today.
Peer-reviewed research suggests there is no causal relationship between the use of gas indoor cooking appliances and asthma.
Committee Chair Pat Fallon claims the Biden administration is bending to the will of radical environmental groups. The Undersecretary for Science and Innovation told Congress there is no ban planned. Back-to-school spending is expected to reach a staggering $41.5 billion this year. According to the National Retail Federation, dollars spent on back-to-school shopping will break records. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Retail sales rose slightly in June. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.2% last month, which is less than expected. Economists had forecast a 0.5% increase. Retail sales minus autos and gas rose 0.6% in June. Many economists are waiting to see if the Feds raise interest rates this fall.
The Federal Reserve is eyeing another interest rate hike in September. A July rate hike has been taken for granted for some time, but the Fed's decision for a September raise isn't quite clear yet. The committee will have a chance to analyze new inflation data before a September decision is made. Raising interest rates is thought to be the best way to combat inflation, but it also makes it more expensive to finance a house, car, or other big-ticket item. I'm Lance Pry.
Taco John's is abandoning its Taco Tuesday trademark. The decision comes after rival Taco Bell filed a petition in May with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to end the trademark after being owned by Taco John's for more than 3 decades. The CEO of Taco John's said the company is dropping the fight to defend the trademark because it doesn't want to pay the legal fees. Mega Millions and Powerball still have no winner, creating dual lotto fever in the U.S. An estimated jackpot of $640 million is up for grabs with tonight's Mega Millions lottery drawing. Meanwhile, the estimated top prize for tomorrow night's multi-state Powerball drawing is now $1 billion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stanley.